Hello, hi, this is Paul Slatkis. Good news. Okay, so we got so much to talk about our upcoming Peace Day program, event. I'd say it's a movement. As declared by the United Nations, actually 1984, it's the International Day of Peace. All right, so what we're going to do today, I just want to give you an update, okay? First of all, this has always been over there by my hearts. But as you see, one of the guy's head has fallen off. I mean, this is kind of a serious time, right? People have lost their lives. And so we, in due respect, we reach out for the International Day of Peace, September 21st. We're gonna do a show at 11 a.m. And then we're gonna do a show at 7 p.m. when in our area here on the Upper West Side, we ring the bells for our heroes worldwide. In our broadcast on September 21st, it'll be at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it'll be 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Usually, we're down in Times Square, but this year, we're not. In fact, I went to Times Square. We'll put a story on Good News Planet.tv. Boy, that was a change. I just did that two nights ago to get a feeling of what is it like down in Times Square. And I tell you, it was eerie. It was quite eerie, as so many scenarios that we're living under are eerie. So let me just tell you, so prepare, save September 21st to watch that show. It'll be on demand so you can see it after, but it'll be live to tape on the on that day, the International Day, ceasefire, peacedayparty.org. We've been trying to throw our best party to celebrate, to commemorate, to strengthen the message of world peace. We'll be having some, we have great talent. That's I love the people that want to come out for this. And you know, we've had great sponsors over the years, Sarah Beth and Dr. Kizuko, and You Can't Have That Foundation, and so many others. It's a long group. So and we thank all of them. And so we're going to probably start the show off with a segment that has been created by Walter Houston Robinson, sung by Marissa Thomason. Built around the Constitution. He arranged the piece and it is magnificent. Then we're gonna go to the Nashville Symphony Orchestra with Tucker Bertelcombe, our good friend George and producer out of Nashville. George Gartel introduced me to these people. He has some other friends that are quite successful in England. We're gonna broadcast some of them. We have another associate in the Isle of Man between Ireland and England, and they're going to do some comedy, and we'll tie that into the West Side Comedy Club. In addition, we have some people from China. Ms. Ma is going to sing a song of peace and love, and we're going to also have Julia Liu, who's here in Chinese, but she's going to share her talents with us. We'll have our people from Canada, which is Georgia Bramante, an opera singer that's just so blessed. I love her. And she's appeared at our Peace Day events in Times Square. So this year is virtual. We can't go into Times Square and do the event. And so it'll be a Zoom along with every other Zoom show. And it's a benefit, I guess, as well to do some good in the community here in New York. We're a nonprofit, so peacedayparty.org. If you put some money towards what we're doing, then you sure can be helping us. In addition, Katia Grineva was going to play some piano. Indigo Twins will play and sing some of their latest songs. Al Smith will share the stage as well. And interspersed in there, we have all these peace messengers from the United Nations. Michael Douglas, Leonardo DiCaprio, Shakira, Stevie Wonder, Jane Goodall. I mean, it's just a lot of people that care about world peace. So that's it. We're going to show now our original sizzle reel. So thank you very much. If you need us, 212-647-1212. If you need to speak to somebody like me, since I'm an interfaith minister, all faith, spiritual, over any subject first, if it's a wonderful thing, you want to get married, it's my gift, okay? Or any other event. I would be honored to be there of service to you. And if you need somebody to talk to, just call me, all right? This is not easy times for anybody. 7 p.m., we bless our heroes. We'll start our show with the heroes. And you're a hero too, okay? You're all doing your part, more than likely staying home and are being wise and wearing your mask and being considerate of others. That's part of why you wear a mask. It's 50% you, 50% everybody else. In addition, let's hope and pray a vaccination happens, and it's a good one, and that life moves on and forward. We're lucky. All we are is what we are for each other has been our Good News motto. Go to goodnewsplanet.tv. You'll see great shows every single day. We have so much content, thousands and thousands of people just doing good news, okay? So positive, life-affirming content and events and entertainment. All right, thank you very much, and all the best to all of you. Bye-bye. I'm going to stop this now.
My name is Ringo. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
I'm Dr. Oz. We have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no solution whatsoever.
Today is September 21st, the day that all countries of the United Nations declared as International Day of Peace. Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event and broadcasting it live to the world, our human peace sign symbol. Let's celebrate each other. Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
Moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace. World peace.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
You know, I remember when I first heard that some little kid, you know, brings a gun into school. And then you start hearing all these problems.
I have a school where there's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress in children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
Kind of angry all the time.
And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids, and we want the kids to be successful in their life, and we want them to be the ones also coming to our games and with the smiles on their faces, and, you know, we just want to be their positive influence of coming out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program, ties into a lot of the things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.